Most people have heard of acupuncture or may be familiar with other alternate practices used as physical body treatments. But recently, because of some highly visible Olympic athletes, the practice of cupping is gaining attention. This is Lisa Berry, and to learn more about this, we are joined on 89.1 WEMU by Dr. Raymond Kong, director of the Acupuncture and Traditional Chinese Medical Center in Ann Arbor. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. Let's begin with explaining what is cupping.
Cupping and acupuncture treatment is from China, and we're using cupping and acupuncture treatment for reduce the pain and also detoxing from the body, increase the blood flow, and reducing the inflammation too. So very common used relate to the back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain. It has been like at least 1,000 years in China. So we're using this treatment to prevent a lot of injury and relax the muscle.
So you said 1,000 years this has been a practice?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So 1,000 years ago, there's no glass, there's no suction cup, but people can use the bamboo and some other kind of like earth wire to create the suction, just suction on the skin, and make sure to mobilize the blood flow.
Is it painful?
You can feel very tight during the treatment. So it's kind of like pressure and tightness. But after we remove the cupping, your muscle will be relaxed and also feel very good, especially to reduce the pain.
And then it leaves a mark, as we've seen on Michael Phelps and a couple other Olympic athletes who've been doing it during the Olympics. How long does that mark last?
It depends on the individual. Some patients usually take about a week. Some patients have a severe like blood stagnation and the inflammation. That's going to take even longer, maybe 2 weeks.
We're talking to Dr. Ray Kong. He's the director of the Acupuncture and Traditional Chinese Medical Center in Ann Arbor. So this is happening locally. Do you have a lot of clients from our area?
Yes, actually. We do have a lot of patients come from EMU and also University of Michigan. Some of the student athletes come from the team. They come to our clinic to get treatment. They love acupuncture and also cupping too because they feel better from the treatment. It can help with their stress and pain, headache. It can help them to concentrate better and reduce their stress.
How long have you been open locally?
So we've been practicing in Ann Arbor about 20 years, and our family been practicing acupuncture in China for 8 generations.
How long have you been doing cupping?
So we've been using cupping and acupuncture treatment together for like 20 years.
And you highly recommend it?
Yeah, highly recommend. So usually people come here to try it. After they try it, they feel relieved and they feel better. They want to come in the next day. And there's no side effect. So just a bruise. And they take about a week or 2 weeks to disappear. Yeah.
Dr. Raymond Kong, director of the Acupuncture and Traditional Chinese Medical Center in Ann Arbor, thanks so much for explaining what cupping is about to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.